From the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go, ah! Ah!
Oh! Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this major derby prep day this Saturday and a Final Four as well. We got a lot of action going on here in Las Vegas, and we come to you live and direct from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show this morning, and as I say, we come here on the South Point Studio Network on YouTube. If you haven't joined us that way, try it out. Go to YouTube, hit South Point Studios. You get us. You'll get the streaming, not only by audio, but by video as well. And while you're there, just in case you haven't, make sure you hit the subscribe as well. It's free, so subscribe so we know you're out there, okay? We welcome you to the show through the South Point Studios. And, of course, all our other different platforms that we have, like our local radio stations here in town, our anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM in Las Vegas, of course, Sports Talk 1400 AM, and 107.1 FM as well. Of course, as you know, we have the apps for your devices, your iPhones, your Androids. You can either take the KSHP radio station app so you can hear us, or you can get the YouTube app so you can get to the South Point Studios feed on YouTube, the network streaming. And you can see and listen to us on your apps, on that app as well, on your devices, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Hey, we're there too. So welcome to the show. however, wherever, whenever, and of course, all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. We got that too. So however you get us, welcome to the show today. It's going to be a beautiful day of racing in three major racing centers. We got a trio of great racing cards today. Aqueduct in New York featuring the Wood Memorial. We got Keeneland and the Bluegrass Stakes as a feature there in Keeneland in Lexington, Kentucky. And we've got the Santa Anita Derby and the Santa Anita Oaks, by the way, in Southern California in Arcadia at Santa Anita. And all three areas, the weather's going to be fine. Little cold at Keeneland, they say, but then it's always a good if you're going to Keeneland to have that extra burgoo when you're there at Keeneland. But it's going to be a little chilly there, but it's going to be fantastic racing. The track's going to be fine. Maybe a little give in the turf course from all of the rain that went through there before, but all systems are go at Keeneland. As far as New York is concerned, it's going to be the track's going to be fast at Aqueduct. As a matter of fact, I'll check it out for you right now. It says fast, cloudy and fast, 45 degrees at Aqueduct for the Big Wood Memorial card. And, of course, in Southern California, track should be fast, turf should be firm. It's going to be three great racetracks throughout the course of the day and a whole bunch of Kentucky Derby leaderboard points. The Wood Memorial, the Bluegrass, and the Santa Anita Derby all have 100 points, the final 100 pointers for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. And we got several good matchups in all three of those races, that's for sure. And, of course, they have that new bet out. I'm going to try it. I'm going to ask my handicappers to see what they think of it. It's called the Big Three Pick Three. It features a pick three with the Wood Memorial, the Bluegrass Stakes, and the Santa Anita Derby. A Big Three Pick Three offer as well. Of course, you got the Coast to Coast Pick Five at Santa Anita. You got a carryover in the Pick Six at Keeneland. You got some great pools all over the place, extra Pick Fours and Pick Fives at all those places as well. So all in all, it's going to be a great day of racing. And by the way, get that little TV set on the side for the Final Four in the NCAA College Basketball Championship. Just so much to cover on this show. And all I can say is we're going to get started with our handicappers. We got Jonathan Hardoon here today with us. What a day. Jonathan Hardoon will have, of course, not only his official selections, but we'll go over all three of those races with Jonathan. Rich Eng will be by. He'll have a thought about those three races and the Final Four and how he thinks that's going to come out today. We've got John Lindo. He's got his picks for us as well. And I can tell you that John Lindo hit a home run for us yesterday. Both his picks on the show won. And one of them was, of course, at Keeneland. That was the fifth race winner, Cy B. Cy B came home. Was 8-1 on the morning line, but they bet it down. John Lindo's pick got bet down, paid $6.62 for the win there. And, of course, John came with the winner for us in the last race at Santa Anita. In that last race at Santa Anita, he had a long shot at 12-1. Don't fight the Fed. But, again, that horse was bet down to 4-1, but won easily in the eighth race, paying $10.80 for that victory. And so we'll get more of John Lindo's picks today. He is at a family function, not with us. But the Lindo Report is in full tilt here at the South Point, a full Lindo Report for both Santa Anita and Keeneland. Two full cards for the Lindo Report available only in one place here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that is here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary to you. We'll have John Lindo's selections as well. And, of course, Jerry J will be along with us. We know he has a selection for the Derby at Santa Anita. We know he has a selection in the Wood Memorial for Aqueduct because he does his power pages for both Santa Anita and Aqueduct. So we got a lot to cover on the show today. As far as here in Las Vegas, well, it's always fast, firm, and perfect, as you know, in the race book. But right now, it's 41 degrees out. Chilly. Look at the sweater. All right, but it's going to be up to 64 degrees today, but it's always going to be fast, firm, and perfect here. And this race book and the sports book with the NCAA Final Four is going to be hopping today. So we're going to be hopping right now. We're going to go to our first break. When we come back, John Lindo is standing by. I'm sorry, Jonathan Hardoon is standing by. John Lindo is watching just before he goes to his family function. So, hi, John. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, continuing on this fast-moving Saturday Race Day Las Vegas radio program. It was opening day yesterday at Keeneland. They had three great stakes races at Keeneland yesterday. The Lafayette Stakes, 7 furlongs for three-year-olds, won by Glenn Gary. Doug Anderson trains Luis Saez Road, paying $13.56. The second horse was Who Day, and finishing third was Frosty Indulgence. Then we went to the Transylvania Stakes at 1/16 on the turf. There, Neat got a great ride by Raylu Gutierrez, weaved in and out and rolled up the inside to win. Neat gets the victory in a photo. For Rob Atris, paying $28.82 for that victory. Cucino was second, and Leganos finished third in the Transylvania. In the Ashland Stakes, get it right, Ralph, the Ashland Stakes for three-year-old fillies at 1/16 had 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. The winner there was Leslie's Rose, a tied Todd Pletcher trainee for Irad Ortiz Jr.'s third win of the day. Leslie's Rose paid $20.90 to annex the Ashland. Finishing second was the Eclipse Award-winning two-year-old filly of last year, Just FYI, who just might have needed this race. It was her first race as a three-year-old back from her layoff. And Impel, who I think got a lot out of the race and still finished third. Impel was on the early pace most of the way. Think she needed the race, though, and Pell finished third in that race. The Ashland goes to Leslie's Rose at Keeneland. And again, you have a pick six carryover at Keeneland. Look at the prices they had yesterday at Keeneland. The late pick five, $13.56, $10.90, $28.82, $20.90, $29.02 in the last race. If you manage to put that ticket together, the winning number is 634312. 50-cent payoff, how about $59,651.53. Carryover in the pick six, 5 out of 6 paid over $11,000 at Keeneland yesterday. As far as Aqueduct, Linda Rice and Jose Lascano continues hot. They won the second race together, a $7 winner there for 6 races within the last 2 days for that pair. Linda Rice came back with another winner in the 6th race. She's had 7 wins in the last 2 days at Aqueduct. And, well, Jerry J's horse in the last race, you got to put that down as a horse that got a bad trip, got squeezed at the start, and closed to be finishing third in that race. A clean start might have got Jerry the winner there. And as far as Santa Anita yesterday, all I can tell you is Jonathan Nardoon's pick got a nightmare trip in the 8th race. Finished, I said, about 4th or 5th, but definitely could have been at least 2nd to John Lendo's pick, and that would have had us the Sirocco play there. Of course, Lendo paid $10.80 for the win in the 8th race. Pick 6 carryover as well at Santa Anita yesterday. 5 out of 6 paid $1,720.70. And the early pick 5 at Santa Anita, 740, 1260, 1780, 16, even in 1280. How about the pick 5? Paying $11,036. So it was really happening yesterday at those racetracks. And you know, with the kind of cards they got today, they're going to have a lot more. We're going to give you the racing menu right after we bring in Jonathan Nardoon, because we got a lot to cover with Jonathan. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
How about that trip for your horse in the race at Santa Anita yesterday?
The last couple of days, we had a couple of hard trips, but it evens out, hopefully, down the road. By the way, Ralph, Keelan's got to get with the program. Enough with the, you know, with the saddle cloths being the same color in all these stake races. You can't follow your horse. It's really impossible, and it's not fair to the players. They like to know where the horse is. You know, you're counting on chiclets on the bottom of the TV screen. That's not going to do it. and go to the saddle cloth colors like they use every other track in every race that they run.
And you know the thing about it is, in the old days, they had the regular saddle cloths in every race, and it wasn't so upsetting. But you get the new technology in there with the colored saddle cloths. People are used to it now. And why take it away from them? You know, I mean, I don't know.
Your mind is trained. Your eye is trained. You're watching, you know, you watch races and every single saddle cloth. It's like on Breast Awareness Day, everyone wears a pink saddle cloth. Yeah. You can wear it for one race. Every single race, it's a little crazy.
Well, you know, they had a great opening day at Keeneland yesterday. And I know they have a big card set at Keeneland today. But we're going to take the big three, pick three races. Derby preps in order, and the first one's going to be at Aqueduct. It'll be the Wood Memorial, and the Wood Memorial has 13 in it. It's the 10th race on the card. It goes about 1:07 p.m. Pacific time. It holds 100 points in the Kentucky Derby points there, and it's the start of the Big Three Pick Three. So also the post time for the Big Three Pick Three, if you want to bet it, is about 1:07 p.m. Pacific time. How do you see this race?
Well, Deterministic makes career start number three, but the key for this horse is he's making his first start around two turns. He's certainly bred to go two turns. His first two races were both exceptional, including his last race, which was his first start as a three-year-old. He's certainly the horse to beat in here. They were smart. Clement was going to just train him right into the Derby, but he opted for this to give the horse, you know, get him battle tested. And listen, it's a full field of 13. He's certainly the horse to beat. I would play him on top of number one, Resilience, and number nine, Tuscan Sky. Four with the one and nine. And again, the one needs points and the nine needs points. So that's the key today. You got to find horses that are trying to get into the Derby. You know, they're all trying to get in, but horses that have legitimate chances if they get in. And both the one, Resilience, trained by Bill Mott, and the nine, Tuscan Sky, trained by Pletcher, all live in this spot.
And so you like the four, though, on top with those two?
Yeah, with the one and nine.
All right. So we got Deterministic. As you say, he doesn't have a lot of experience, but boy, I'll tell you what, his two races, one at Saratoga, the other at Aqueduct, and a nice bullet work at Payson Park, has this horse sitting as the 7-5 favorite in the Wood Memorial 10th race at Aqueduct. And now we'll go to Keeneland.
Okay, let's go to Keeneland. And it's the 10th race there. This is the Toyota Bluegrass. And I love this race, Ralph. And this is actually going to be one of our radio plays. I love the Brad Cox horse in here, number six, Just the Touch. Listen, the four Dornock, the 10 Sierra Leone, they have enough points already. They're in the Derby. There's no reason that they are going to empty the tank and squeeze these horses today. I just don't believe it. Not only that, number 10 Sierra Leone, to win from the 10 post at a mile and eighth at Keeneland, good luck. Not with his running style. He has no early speed. It's going to have to come from dead last. And at a short price, I think he's extremely vulnerable. Dornock, according to the trainer, you were telling me before we went on the air, they're going to try to rate this horse today.
Yeah.
So that just shows you how really unserious they are. I understand it's a $1 million race, but the big fish is a month away from now on Derby Day. And I don't believe Dornock or Sierra Leone are going to be squeezed for this spot. With a six, Just the Touch must run well in order to get points to get into the Derby. And the Cox Barn, they're down to a few possibilities, and this is one of the last ones they have. And I just know this horse is going to run huge today.
And, you know, you could tell by Cox in the morning workouts, he's really turning the screws now. On March 25th, he had a breeze, 5-furlong breeze in 59-4 at Keeneland. So, you know, he likes the track as well. Came back with another breeze at 59-1. So they got the screws tight for this horse. And as you say, they're experimenting, they say, anyhow, the trainer says he's going to experiment with Dornock today because he wants the horse to kind of to get that mile and a quarter at Kentucky for the Kentucky Derby. He's going to have to be a little bit more versatile than he has been in the past because staying on the lead for a mile and a quarter in the Derby is a big ask, that's for sure. And they said that they had witnessed one workout with Dornock since his last race. In the workout in the morning, they tried to have him come off a horse, a front-running horse in the workout, and he wouldn't pass him. So those are some key things that you got to keep in mind for that race. But as far as this race is concerned, the horse that needs the points, as you say, is just a touch, and that's we know what Cox can do, that's for sure.
Not only that, Ralph, but fierceness is going to be in the Derby. So Dornock and fierceness have the same running style. So someone's going to have to give. Neither one of these horses really has passed a horse. So, you know, I guess that Smart trying to teach him today. But, I mean, to pick a million-dollar race to experiment, good luck.
Now, Jonathan, you're going to make the Bluegrass, the 10th race at Keeneland, one of your official picks today?
Yes, sir.
All right. So one of your two official picks today will be in the Bluegrass Stakes, the 10th race on the card, number six, Just a Touch, number six, Just a Touch, one of your official picks on the show today. All right. Now we'll wrap up the big three, pick three up with the Santa Anita Derby at Santa Anita. It is set to go at about 4:45 p.m. Pacific time. It is the final in the big three, pick three. It is the final 100-point giver for the Kentucky Derby this year. And all I can say is, as many Santa Anita Derbies in the past, it seems like this race goes to Bob Baffert.
Well, Imagination certainly the horse to beat. Stronghold is the horse that's on the improve. You know, unfortunately, I don't think you're making much money here because they look like they're just better than the rest of them, and they figure to run 1-2. Slight edge to Imagination.
And do you really think that, you know, that Baffert's two horses, Imagination, is going to, you know, come down to another photo finish? Of course, he was in the race with McVay, who finished third in that race. I kind of like a little shot for McVay to kind of pick it up a little in the race.
Well, he has a shot. He's only, you know, I mean, you know, he's 5-1. You may want a little longer price than that. McVay is similar to EJ Won the Cup, the number 8 horse, and the 8 horse is a lot longer price. You know, if you're looking to split them, that may be the way to go.
Well, EJ won the cup. The Turf Paradise Derby, but you got McVay, who did finish third to Imagination and Wind Me Up, the two Baffert horses in the San Felipe, and he has had two bullet workouts since that race for John Sheriff. So keep an eye on McVay in that race. But you think it's just going to come down to Bob Baffert again?
Baffert and D'Amato. 4-3, 3-4.
Okay, 4-3, 3-4 is your in the Santa Anita Derby, and again, that is the last in the big three, pick three. You gonna play or participate in the big three, pick three?
No, they have enough cross country bets to make you crazy. And not only that, if you get any short price win, if Imagination or Stronghold win the last leg, what could it really pay? You're not fooling anyone in any of the other races. Even if you're going with Just a Touch, he'll be the third choice in that race. So I don't see where there's really much value, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, we will take that into consideration. But again, I want to make sure I get it right. In the Santa Anita Derby, you like Imagination. That's your horse, right?
Yeah, and Stronghold.
And Stronghold.
Big deal.
Okay, well, John, I'm marking it down, so we've got...
We make it official.
We make it official that way. Now, you gave us one official pick for today's show. Where are we going with the other one?
Let's go to Santa Anita, look at race number 8, and I like the number 7 horse in here, Left Hand Man. This is a 4-year-old colt from the Mark Latt barn, Kazuchi Kimura, aboard to ride. He makes his second start back off of a layoff. He ran sneaky well in his return to the races. He's drawn outside. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Number 7, Left Hand Man, wins today's 8th race out at Santa Anita.
All right, the 8th race at Santa Anita, the 7 Left-Hand Man. Let's hope he makes enough left turns to get into the winner's circle. The 7 Left-Hand Man, 5-1 on the morning line, 8th race at Santa Anita. Jonathan, you did the yeoman's job for us today, and you have 4 handicapping sheets, 3 of which are the main events, correct?
Yes, we have Oaklawn, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Keeneland.
All right, Jonathan, thanks so much. Enjoy the day, and we'll get back with you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, now it's time to go to your racing menu. We're going to get you the menu because it's loaded up today, your racing menu, of course, reminding you that we have first post times in the Pacific time zone. These first post times in the racing menu are that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, not a problem. These will be the first post times that roll out in our race books today. If you're listening anywhere else in the Pacific time zone, same thing. This will be your post times. However, if you're listening anywhere else on the many different platforms and streaming that we have, and you are in another time zone, adjust to it from the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything, okay? Here we go. We begin with the Aqueduct Racetrack, the Big A in New York. 11 races, 5 stakes races. The fourth race will be the Carter, in which number 5, Petalante, Petalante is scratched. The 5, Petalani, the second favorite on the board, is scratched. There's only 4 horses in the Carter. Favorite at 8-5 is Post Time. And, of course, there will be no show wagering in that race. That's the fourth, the Carter, the Grade 2 Carter at 7 furlongs. Sixth race is the Grade 3, the Distaff. In that race, scratch number 3, Royal Poppy. The 3 is out of that race. And there'll be 5 going in there. 9-5 favorite is Hot Fudge with Kendrick Carmouche. Then you have the Grade 3 Gazelle. This race holds 100 points in the Kentucky Oaks. The Kentucky Oaks, 100-point value here for the Gazelle. It is at 1 1/8 for 3-year-old filly. Scratch number 6, 6-pack Senorita. Big long shot. The 6 is out of the Gazelle. There'll be 9 going to the post in that one. Pretty wide open affair, too. Life Talk is the 3-1 lukewarm favorite there with Kendrick Carmouche aboard. Then the 7th race will be the Bay Shore for 3-year-olds at 7 furlongs. 10 go in that one. 2-1 favorite there is Maximus Medeiros. And in the 10th race, the $750,000 Grade 2 Wood Memorial at 1 1/8 with 100 Kentucky Derby points at stake. 13 go in that race. And as you know, we've already discussed that Deterministic is the 7-5 favorite on the morning line there with Joel Rosario aboard. First post time at Aqueduct is set at 8:30. It's early, 8:30, just a half hour after we're over with. And they do have a carryover in the pick six. I guess they don't. All right, anyhow, they don't. Aqueduct has a first post time of 8:30. Website says no carryover at Aqueduct today. All right. Okay, then we go to Laurel Park. Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has 10 races, and their first post time at Laurel Park is set at 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel Park. Pick six jackpot carryover there is set at $21,997. $21,997 is the pick six jackpot at Laurel today. 10 races, first post time, 9:25. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races. Tampa Bay Downs has a pick six jackpot carryover, $1,419, first post time, 9:30. Gulfstream Park has 9 races today. Their carryover in their pick six rainbow jackpot, $26,625, 9 races, first post time, 10:10. Then we get to Keeneland Racecourse on the day where they have 5 stakes races and 11 races overall. Keeneland's first post time is 10 a.m. They have their stakes races will roll out like this. The 6th race is the Grade 3 Commonwealth at 7 furlongs. 9 go to the post in this one. And the favorite in this race at 5-2 is Minnesota Ready with Tyler Gaffleone. 7th race will be the Appalachian Stakes at 1 mile on the turf for 3-year-old fillies. 12 in that before scratches. And the 3-1 favorite in that one is Pounce with Javier Castellano. 8th race will be the Grade 1 Madison, $600,000 at 7 furlongs, fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. 8 go to the post in that one, and the favorite in the morning line is Bahava with Iret Ortiz Jr. 9th race, the $350,000 Grade 2 Shakertown at 5.5 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-olds and up, a field of 13 in that one. Wide open affair this one is. The morning line favorite at 7-2 is Mischief Magic with Tyler Gaffleone. And then the main event, the Grade 1 $1 million Bluegrass Stakes at 1 1/8 for 3-year-olds. It's the 10th race on the card. Post time, 2:52 p.m. Pacific time. Second in the Big 3 Pick 3 sequence. 100 Kentucky Derby points up for grabs. 11 go to the post in this one. And the favorite at 2-1 is Sierra Leone with Tyler Gaffleone aboard. 11 races at Keeneland today. First post time is 10 a.m. Their Super High 5 carryover, $11,321. That's at Keeneland. Pick 6 carryover, $66,548. Keeneland's first post time is 10 a.m. Oaklawn Park has 11 races, a couple of $150,000 stakes races. The Rainbow Miss, 6 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies, goes as the 8th. 6-5 favorite there is Hush It Honey with Rafael Bay Amshari. The even money favorite is Hall and Ice with Francisco Arrieta. Hush It Honey is the second choice at 6-5 with Rafael Bejarano. And then the 10th race is the Rainbow Stakes, $150,000 for 3-year-olds at 6 furlongs. 11 go in that one, and the favorite there at 5-2 is 20 to Park with Arrieta again aboard. First post time, Oaklawn Park, is set at 10:30 at Oaklawn Park. Sunland Park, 9 quarter horses today, 5 stakes races. The last race is a $311,896 two-year-old futurity. The eighth race is the $354,467 futurity for two-year-olds. Sunland Park's pick 5 carryover, $194. First post time is at 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita, the third in the big three pick three today. Santa Anita's first post time is early. It is at 12 high noon at Santa Anita today. Their pick 6 carryover, $48,181. $48,181 in the pick 6 carryover today at Santa Anita. 12 races, 5 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. Fourth race, the Evening Jewel at 6.5 furlongs for 3-year-old filly. 6 go to the post in that one. 8-5 favorite is Miranda with Mike Smith. The sixth race is the $300,000 Grade 2 Santa Anita Oaks at a 1/16 for 3-year-old fillies. 100 Kentucky Oaks points up for grabs. Post time 2:32 p.m. Pacific time for that one. Just 5 go in the race. 4-5 favorite there is Kinza with Juan Hernandez aboard. That's the Santa Anita Oaks. Ninth race is the Grade 3 Monrovia at 6.5 furlongs on the turf. Scratch number 2, Ice Dancing. That'll leave 7 to go in that one. 9-5 favorite is A.G. Bullet with Umberto Rispoli. Main event is the $750,000 Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby at a 1 mile for 3-year-olds. Post time there is 4:45 p.m. Pacific time. It is the final in the Big 3 Pick 3. It holds 100 Kentucky Derby points. 8 go to the post in that one. Your 8-5 favorite is Imagination with Frankie Dettori. Final race of the day, the 12th, is the Echo Eddie Stakes at 6.5 furlongs for 3-year-olds, a field of 11 before scratches. 5-2 favorite there is Tom Seaver with Antonio Freisou aboard. Big racing day at Santa Anita today. All sorts of action going on. First post time is 12 high noon. And then we continue with Hawthorne Racecourse. They've got 9 races at Hawthorne. First post time there is 12:40. Golden Gate, Northern California, has 8 races. Golden Gate's pick 6 jackpot carryover, $48,259. First post time, 2:15. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their feature is the Evangeline Mile. At a mile, $100,000 stakes race, 8th race on the card. And in that race, the 5-2 favorite is five-star General in the field of 11. First post time, 3:30 at Evangeline. Charlestown has 8 races. Charlestown has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $11,374. First post time, 4 p.m. We wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. 9 races, 3 thoroughbred, 6 quarter horses. The final race is a quarter horse stakes race, and the first post time is 6:35. We'll be back with Rich Eng right after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. A couple of quick notes. Number one is, if you didn't notice, they had a lower takeout in the Daily Doubles yesterday at Keeneland. They started that this meet. I can tell you what makes a difference as far as horse players. Well, on opening day, the new takeout is 15% on the Daily Doubles. Now, on opening day, the handle on the Daily Doubles was $1.1 million versus only $868,000 plus last year. That's a 27.5% increase, and it was accredited to the lower takeout in the doubles from 19% down to just 15%. And the pick five, same thing, from 19 down to 15% for the pick five handles as well. So it's working for the horse players, that's for sure. Now let's bring in Mr. Rich Eng. And Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Well, we got the final four today, and we got a final, so to speak, three today as far as Kentucky Derby preps is concerned, at least for the 100-pointers. So why don't we do this? Let's get to the final four first, and I'll have a thought real quick on each of the three Derby prep races from you. Final four today, buddy.
Yeah, well, the first game we'll talk about is UConn and Alabama. Yesterday I talked about the fact that Alabama, a key for them to remain competitive in the game is to be able to shoot from the perimeter. They shoot a lot of three balls. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind, Ralph, is that the stadium venue is in Glendale, Arizona. It's a football stadium. And historically, when these Final Fours are in these big football arenas, it's kind of tough to shoot from the perimeter because the sight lines are so different. You're in a cavernous venue,
yeah,
and the sight lines are kind of tough. So Alabama's going to be up against it. But, you know, the thing that I really like about the UConn Huskies is the fact that, you know, they've been blowing every team out by double digits or more, and they have not shot well from three-pointers because the last game was a perfect example, 3-for-17 from the three-point line. They still blew out Illinois. I think if UConn can just shoot a normal game from three, like, say, 7-for-20 or 8-for-20, I think Alabama's really up against it.
And so okay, you're going to take Connecticut in that game. You're going to lay the, 12 points now?
Yeah, it's 11.5. And, you know, both of these lines for the two games, they've been posted for a week, Ralph, and they've barely moved.
Yeah.
So, but the UConn 11.5, let's see if they can continue their trend of covering double-digit numbers.
All right, that is the second game on TBS. Goes at 6:20 p.m. Pacific time. The first game at 3:09 p.m. Pacific time is North Carolina State, the Cinderella team of this tournament, and Purdue.
Yeah, you know, that game, as I mentioned yesterday, is going to come down to how it's officiated in every game, tournament game that Zach Edey's been in. He has gotten the opposing center and the backup center in foul trouble. He's so difficult to guard, and the officials have a tough time with all the physical contact between Edey and the defender. So, you know, that puts DJ Burns, the North Carolina State center, you know, in the spotlight. If he gets an early foul trouble, and he did the other night, he got like two fouls in 5 minutes, the first 5 minutes of the game, I believe that NC State's going to be in big trouble. They just don't match up real well at the center position if they have to go to the substitute. So I'm not going to bet the game because it depends on the referees, quite frankly, Ralph. If DJ Burns can play 30 minutes, I think they can hang. If he's in foul trouble, I think Purdue's going to blow him out.
All right. So we'll depend on the officials, which had a key point yesterday in the women's game, didn't it?
Yeah, if you know, that was a terrific basketball game in the Final Four for the women. And, you know, we did give out a nice winner in South Carolina. That's three college tournament winners in a row at NC State, Seton Hall, and South Carolina women. Yeah. But the second game was actually much more exciting between Iowa and UConn. If people didn't watch the end of the game, UConn was trailing by a point. They had the ball with about 10 seconds to go, and they ran a play where the center picked for Paige Buchers to get a nice jump shot, and they called an illegal pick on the UConn center, and that basically ended the game.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. The officials had something to do with the outcome of that game. We'll wait and see how the whistle blows in the Purdue-North Carolina State game. All right, on to horses now. Aqueduct, Wood Memorial first. Your thought?
Well, there's a horse that I love, and it's for two reasons. Well, I really like Tuscan Sky. I heard Jonathan and you talking about him, and the fact that, you know, this horse has only had two races for Todd Pletcher, but that last race was really interesting in the fact that he beat a very highly regarded three-year-old named Nash, looked him in the eye, and ran away from him late.
Yep.
And Nash came back in his next start to win the Hot Spring Stakes at Oaklawn Park, and he just won like breaking sticks, Ralph. And so that really made me think that Tuscan Sky has good quality. Second reason, the fact that I have Tuscan Sky in the Kentucky Derby future book at 125-1. I sure hope he either wins or runs second to get me the points to make the Derby field. But I like Tuscan Sky to improve a lot, and it's minor upset in the Wood Memorial.
All right, Tuscan Sky, number 9 in the 10th race at Aqueduct. Now we move to Keeneland, and of course you have a Keeneland sheet as well as the Santa Anita sheet, full sheets, two of them, at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. How do you see the bluegrass?
Well, I know Jonathan went with Just a Touch for real good reasons, but on my sheet, my top pick, I went to Sierra Leone. I know when I sent in my my top 5 3-year-old poll to you guys on Tuesday, I have Sierra Leone as the top 3-year-old in the country, and I don't think there's any reason to back off that issue. I know Jonathan talked about the fact that he's already got the points to make the Kentucky Derby field, but you know the thing about the bluegrass, Ralph, it's $1 million purse. It's a grade one. I think these people, Chad Brown included, and the owners still want to win a race like this. So I think Sierra Leone is going to run big again.
All right. And you do have a Santa Anita sheet as well. So we'll take your thoughts about the Santa Anita Derby and then get your pick.
Yeah, you know, I must admit I got filthy chalk on my lips because the Sierra Leone's going to be favored. And imagination, you know, Baffert just doesn't skip a beat regardless of, you know, what the lawyers are saying, if he can run in the Kentucky Derby or not. I think he's got this group over a barrel with imagination. This horse is just getting better, as, you know, a lot of three-year-olds do at this time of year. But
yep.
I think the race goes through imagination.
All right, so you like imagination as well in that race, Rich. And I got to tell you, there is an interesting dynamic that could happen in the Santa Anita Derby. You know that the owner of Muth, who won the Arkansas Derby, has enough points to get into the Kentucky Derby, has taken Churchill Downs to court. That decision will be made on Monday in a Kentucky court whether he could run the horse in the Kentucky Derby under the trainer Bob Baffert. But if that is the case, and if they win that case, then Bob Baffert also trains Imagination, who will have 100 points in the Santa Anita Derby should he win that. And then it comes down to, well, are they just letting Muth run because the owner sued him? Or are they going to let any horse that trainer Bob Baffert trains in the race? And that could put this horse in the Kentucky Derby, depending on the decision and the adjudication on Monday. So there's a certain dynamic going on with the Santa Anita Derby today as far as Baffert's horses as well. All right, give me your pick. Your official pick.
Well, okay, let's go to Keeneland. I'm going to set up a Ralph Scirocco daily double in the 10th and 11th race. Jonathan liked Just a Touch. But in the 11th race, I'm going with a 3, running B. This horse for Chad Brown has lost the last 3 stakes races he has been in. But if you take a look at the 2 non-stakes races on the turf that this horse is running, easy victories. I think this is a good spot for the 3, running B in race 11 at Keeneland.
All right, I got a Scirocco late double play at Keeneland with Just a Touch in the Bluegrass Stakes. That's the 6th horse in the 10th. And in the 11th horse, your official pick is number 3, running B, the 3 in the 11th. So when you walk up to the window, 10th race, so give me the late double, 6-3 combination. You like the 3 in the 11th. What about Santa Anita?
Let's go to the 9th race. It's down the Hillside Turf Course, the Monrovia Stakes. I really like the 1, Graceland Gray, 3-1 in the morning line. I know the inside post is not as good as the outside post for down the Hillside Turf Course, but this horse has good tactical speed, gets reunited with Juan Hernandez, I think gets a great trip from the inside. So we'll go with the 1, Graceland Gray, to win the Monrovia at San Diego.
All right, Richie, well, you gave us a lot of information and a lot of good selections. Let's hope we get there with these guys today. It's going to be a great day of racing and basketball as well. All right here under the roof at the South Point, that's for sure, with the race and sports book separated, but close enough to enjoy both of the actions. Thanks a lot, and don't forget, Richie's got full sheet, Full handicapping sheet for Keeneland and San Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're coming back with John Lendo's selections for you. Remember, he was 2 for 2 yesterday. And, of course, Jerry Jackowitz as well. So we got still a lot more to go. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, wrapping up this very busy Kentucky Derby prep show and NCAA Final Four show. One quick note, we were telling you yesterday how Steve Asmussen was putting his son, Keith Asmussen, on seven races yesterday he rode for his father over the 10 races at Oaklawn Park. Well, they won just 2 out of the 7. And, of course, the coach, Dwayne Lucas, had a couple of winners yesterday as well as Oaklawn. All right. Now I'm going to give you John Lendo selections. First of all, we'll go ahead and give you his thoughts about the three big three pick three races. We go to, of course, Aqueduct, the first of those in the Wood Memorial. And John, simply put, is in consensus with the other handicappers. He just thinks that at Aqueduct, you know, it's going to be between Deterministic, Tuscan Sky, and Resilience there. So he kind of agrees with the handicappers there. At Keeneland, same thing. At Keeneland, you know, he likes Sierra Leone with Door Knock and Just a Touch. So those three are just about the same. And as far as Santa Anita, he's going to go against Bob Baffert as far as his top pick is concerned. He likes Stronghold, the winner of the race in Sunland Park. He likes Stronghold to beat Imagination and a horse called Tesuto in the Santa Anita Derby on his sheet. And now we'll give you John Lindo's official picks at both Keeneland and Aqueduct. And, of course, at Keeneland and Santa Anita, not at Aqueduct, but at Keeneland and Santa Anita. Let's go to Keeneland first. At Keeneland in the Bluegrass, well, actually, his pick comes in the Madison. So in the eighth race at Keeneland, John Lendo likes number 2, Red Carpet Ready. That's his pick, number 2, Red Carpet Ready. In the eighth race at Keeneland, that is the Madison Stakes. He likes the 2 in the eighth race there. And at Santa Anita, John Lendo's official pick comes in the 12th and final race. That is number 3, Shady Tiger. Number 3, Shady Tiger, is the Santa Anita pick, the Echo Eddie Stakes. That's the 12th and final race there. He likes, again, number 3, Shady Tiger, that in the last race at Santa Anita. For John Lendo. And again, remember, he had 2 wins yesterday. We're going to keep the mojo going for John. He has full sheets for both Santa Anita and Keeneland. The Lendo Report right here at the South Point, free of charge, exclusively here, only in Las Vegas, right here. The Lendo Report for Keeneland and Santa Anita today, free of charge because they love horse players here. Now let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning. Well, I see you have sheets for both Santa Anita and Aqueduct, so we know we're going to get your thoughts about the Wood and the Santa Anita Derby. Do you have a thought at all, or did you do the Wood Memorial? I'm sorry, the Bluegrass at Keeneland.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I did it this morning, Ralph. In fact, I came on a minute late because I was just getting the numbers.
All right, so let's do it. Let's go to Keeneland first. Give us your thoughts about that.
Well, you know, it's really, there's two horses that are pretty evenly matched, Dornach and Sierra Leone. We see that from their incredible run in the Remsen Stakes when they were 2 years old. Sierra Leone has that fantastic ability to close. We saw that again down in Louisiana where it just came wide and relentlessly closed. And Dornach has plenty of tactical speed, but he's got something a little special about him is that he'll re-rally when he sees a horse get in front of him. He's got a certain quality of gameness that you don't see a lot in horse racing at this level. Usually they, you know, they've got fight in them, but his is a little more. It reminds me a little bit of a Medina Spirit or even a horse like Affirm, which most of our listeners won't remember, but you and I will.
Yeah.
That they'll do anything and everything within their power to win. And he's got that feature to him so far, and maybe we'll see more of it. So based on post position, I have to give the edge today to Dornach. I rate them exactly the same at 78.8.
Okay.
But I think I'm pretty much at the top with them, that we always see all they've got. I like Encino a little bit. I think he's a really good long shot. And I think Top Connor, I mean, Chad Brown has given the horse one little sprint and brings him into the race. He must know something about him. And that's really a play on the
exotics
trainer. I kind of like the 4 over the 110-11 in reverse.
Okay. 4 over.
But I'm not telling you anything everybody doesn't know.
Well, you do with the 1 and the 11. The 4 over 110-11 is kind of a play for you. You like the 4 Dornach in the bluegrass. What about the, now we'll go to Aqueduct. A quick thought about the Wood Memorial, and then we'll get a pick from you, and then wrap it up at San Anita.
Yeah, and just before we get there, as you know, from my top Derby contenders, I have Fierceness, Dornach, and Sierra Leone. That's where I'm at right now.
Right.
Let's go to the Wood Memorial. This horse may come up on my list next. Deterministics, run twice, second time out, stretched to a mile in the Gotham. Just has a scintillating speed in the stretch. A fantastic-looking horse from Christophe Clement. He's certainly the top of my Wood Memorial ratings. I have him at 75.8 with a star. Right behind him, I like Tuscan Sky from Pletcher at 74.5 with a star. Both a little younger, developing, less experienced. Could be Derby contenders. But that's who I like in the Wood Memorial.
Okay, and the Wood Memorial, then you're going with the deterministic, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, any exotic plays there before we get to...
No, I haven't really built a play there yet.
Okay. Let's get to your pick at Aqueduct, your official pick, and then we'll wrap it up at San Anita. Got about a minute left.
Okay, we're going to go to the 11th race, which is right after the Wood Memorial.
Right.
I'll take the 1, Peony. To me, it looks like death and taxes today. I like the 1 over the 3, 4, 6, and 10. I only will reverse because I have a habit of reversing.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of don't think it's necessary here, but I'm going to do it anyway. But just really to break even, I like the 1, Peony.
All right, 11th race, the 1 over 3, 4, 6, 10, and reverse. That's the 11th. It's Aqueduct. Now, quick thought about the San Anita Derby and a pick there.
Well, you know, it's a race with very little imagination. It's got all the Baffert horses. Imagination's probably the best of the group. I might bet on Tessuto at a decent price, just as an interesting developing horse. Give him a chance to kind of run first or second and have the race break up. But it's such a small race, there's not much leverage in it for us.
All right. So in this race, you like the Baffert trainee, the 4 Imagination. You're going to use the 6 Tessuto in exotics with him?
You know, yeah. I mean, all. Because, you know, and a little extra on Imagination, sure.
Okay. Number 4 Imagination with... everybody else.
Of all the betting races that Santina gave us today, which is plentiful, this is not one of them. Really.
Well, let's get it to a pick then.
Yeah, just a quick comment I want to mention. Fierceness, which I rated 78.5 with a star for the Florida Derby, now would be rated 79.8 with a star. So he's still getting my top rating of anybody. My play at Santina is the 3rd race, the Tasty Rucola. For those of you who don't know, Ravala is a cookie.
Right.
Anyway, I like a little baked item. I like the 9 over the 3, 5, 8, and 10. Do my reverses, 3, 5, 8, and 10 over the 9, but the 9 in race number 3 is my pop-out key.
All right, third race at San Anita. You like the 9, Ruggala, and the 9 over 3, 5, 8, and 10. Hopefully it's a nice little tasty winner there. And, of course, a reverse in that race. Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Aqueduct and all of Santa Anita are available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, I hope we gave you enough to think about today. It's going to be a big 3-day. It's going to be a great day of racing and basketball, and we'll try to wrap it up for you and do more for you tomorrow. In the meantime, enjoy. But Jerry has one more thing to say, and he's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato and Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.